to talk.
About sex.
There's lots I don't know.
How do I hit the G-spot?
Does size matter?
How do I put a condom on with my mouth?
Help me out.
I want to learn.
Should I worry about ED?
What's a Cleveland steamer?
How do I last longer?
Can I withhold this punishment?
And what about anal?
Talk to your kids about having sex. Do it early and do it often. Because we've stopped doing it in schools.
Come on, Dad.
Speak up, Mom.
Don't be such a pussy.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute. My pussy.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This man has no dick.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, June 16th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and I have searched the internet for the funny for your consumption. In accordance with the NBA Finals, I discovered a clip, and I don't know if it's real or not. When you watch the video version of this, what it is a reporter from a local news station in L.A. who is hanging out at the tailgate interviewing random Laker fans. He discovers this one guy who is seemingly obsessed with Kobe. Kobe Bryant. Check it out.
KCAL 9 outside the Staples Center live for the first round of the playoffs. How you guys feel? You proud of your Lakers?
Yeah! Baby, Kobe Bryant. Love you, Kobe. Kobe. The black mom, boy. Hey, Kobe, text me something, man. I'll text you back something witty. Yeah, let's develop some inside jokes. I want to know you, man. Want to make you smile. Want to be your sunshine.
Yeah, hey, Kobe, I want to buy you a drink, Kobe.
Yeah, or let's take a day trip to Santa Barbara, me and you. Let's hit up some charming shops. Let's buy some antiques.
Okay, so do you guys have anything you want to say to your Lakers?
It's a repeat.
Yeah, repeat. Oh, hey, Kobe, yo, seriously, man, call me, dude. I just want to, like, have a back and forth, get inside the head of a champion, you know what I'm saying? Have a dialogue, like, give you some meaningful compliments. Maybe I'll just have some statements that'll, like, occasionally surprise you and challenge you to, like, think outside the box, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, right? We never stop learning. Never stop growing. You learn through sharing. I'll share something right now. I don't trust people. I got trust issues. It's difficult to change, they say, but, you know, maybe with some time, your help, maybe you could be there when I finally learn to trust people again. Wouldn't that be something special? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
I mean, he's invincible. Doesn't matter if it's
Kobe.
A broken...
Hey, man, I got you an orchid, baby. You're in Diamond Bar. You want to stop by? Stop by, man. You're upset. You need somebody to confide in. I'll be there for you. You know, it's like, I'll do that. I won't do that thing where people like try to fix everything and like I got all the answers. Maybe I'll just hold you. You know, maybe we just hold each other and then, you know, be okay with the silence and like not feel like somebody has to say something. We'll just like listen to what our bodies tell us to do in that moment and just do what our bodies tell us to do. Whatever you need, because you do whatever we need out there on the court. So like, I'm here to do whatever you need. I'm ready to give you all of me. You know, but not in a gay way.
KCAL 9, live outside the Staples Center.
Creepy or comedy genius? You be the judge. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A lucky dead student gets his own page in the yearbook. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlund. While photos of other graduates of Westlake High School are crammed into the yearbook, 40 per page, senior Bob Romanelli gets an entire page to himself. The lucky senior, killed in a drunk driving accident in February, has a photo five times as big as that of his classmates, and a special poem written by his friend Bart Kuntz. The enviable Romanelli is pictured 11 other times throughout the yearbook, more than any other student, even prom queen Missy Schaefer. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That is all the time we have left for this particular episode of the podcast. Please be returning tomorrow for more of the same. Don't forget, if you're interested in my booking information, please visit www.voiceoverchameleon.com. That's it, bubba.
Shut up!